Now, the rest of the story. The soldier said, Ed, you're going to die. Or something like that, anyway. Anyway, it was less a prediction, really, than it was an admonition for Ed to be cautious when he ventured out alone with only his rifle and his supplies into Apache territory. Oh, excuse me, you've not yet met Ed Shifflin. Ed was an Arizona prospector in the 1870s, but other than his dreams of getting silver rich, he had very little in common with most of his kind. First, Ed was a teetotaler. He never drank, never even wanted to. And second, he did not gamble. He figured that heading out into the hills looking for a silver needle in a stony haystack was gambling enough. And third, he was responsible, self-respecting. While other prospectors might recklessly set out for no man's land, sometimes starving to death on a remote, unblazed trail, Ed plotted his courses carefully, and while planning his next adventure, he often chopped wood by the cord through an entire winter, or stayed in town working at ordinary jobs for as long as a year and a half so he could earn enough money to subsidize his passion for prospecting. And in the spring of 1877, Ed Shifflin arrived at Fort Huachuca in southern Arizona, and he used that fort as sort of a base of operations for several weeks, prospecting the surrounding hills by day, returning each night for a safe place to sleep. The soldiers at the fort seemed to like Ed. They certainly admired his courage. And there was one soldier in particular, nobody remembers his name, who wished Ed good luck every morning before he started out. That one would say, Ed, you're going to get killed out there, or words meaning the same thing, half teasing, half serious. But it's funny, Ed didn't seem to mind risking his life his last day at the fort before moving on. He told his soldier friend, I never could figure out that to be dead would be unpleasant. Some people seem to know all about such things, but I'm a bit stupid, I suppose. I've never been able to learn the alphabet of birth and death. And with that curious quotation of frontier philosophy, he would walk off into the parched desert distance, and a dream came true, and a legend was born. Oh, he never forgot the young soldier who kept saying, Ed, the Apaches are going to get you, or words to that effect. Because, you see, the precise words of warning that soldier used, the precise words of warning that soldier spoke, begat a name which in years to come became a Wild West tradition. For once upon an unheeded piece of friendly advice, a solitary word stuck in the silver-obsessed brain of a prospector named Ed Shifflin, and when we hear that word today, we think of a gunslinger's graveyard called Boot Hill. We think of the Earps and the Clantons shooting it out at the OK Corral. For what that now unknown soldier said to Prospector Ed, the exact phrase that propelled one word into the pages of history was, Ed, the only thing you're going to find out there is your own tombstone. That word, tombstone, inspired Ed Shifflin. It named his first mining claim, one of the richest in the West, and a glorious, notorious town that sprang up nearby, Tombstone. But now you know the rest of the story.